My Life Story by Julia Gunn, Volume 4. During a school summer holidays of 2016, Kelsey was with me for 3 days a week while her mum was out working. We both decided to make a scrapbook each. I concentrated on helping with hers first, and it was actually finished before September when she would be starting at the high school in Machynlleth. We made a box for the scrapbook from 2 Yorkshire tea bag boxes, and Kelsey designed her own paper to cover it. I gave her a silver locket to put inside with a scrapbook. I was very proud of her as she had designed most of the pages herself. Mine wasn't finished until December, and it too has a special box to keep it safe. Sharon bought it for me one Christmas, and it's as if it was made for it. I also made a film of my book with music and used a transition in my editing program to turn each page. It turned out very well and I felt quite emotional watching it on the television. I was enjoying all this crafting and during all of January 2017 I had made 5 shadow boxes to hang on the landing walls. I downloaded the papers from the internet and there was quite a mixture. Designing them was the most difficult and it took quite a lot of imagination to compile each shadow box. My hands and wrists were so painful with the arthritis after all the cutting out and I was so glad when they were all done. The project cost around £140 but was worth it because they actually look lovely. When Kelsey Jade saw them, she wanted to make one for her mum, so I ended up helping her to make 4. We both now love crafting and there is no stopping us. In November 2016, I saw a notice on the old snooker room door at the forestry camp saying that Natural Resources Wales were applying for permission to demolish parts of the buildings. Due for demolition was the former village hall and the forest training classrooms. I remember the classrooms when I was young as homes for Mr. and Mrs. Green and the Westlake family. The village hall held many happy memories for me and my dad Ken. I have written about it in the book about Escargeiliog Ainos which Ray and I wrote in 2003. On the 28th of November 2016, Nick Young of Natural Resources Wales took Ray and I round the buildings for one last time to photograph and film them. When the demolition started in February 2017, the digger was stuck in the mud for a day and Ray said the camp was fighting back. One day during the demolition, my sister Anne came to visit with her granddaughter Mia. They were there on the day the hall came down. We were all feeling very sad. April 2017 was a very busy month. Ray decided to take out his raised beds and lay another lawn because it would be less work. He had already done one before in another part of the garden, and that was full of his veg boxes too. I think it's a vast improvement in appearance, and if we both fail to do the garden as we grow older, it is easier to find someone to mow lawns rather than weed. He was very successful with the veg, but he took too much of his precious photography time, and I would spend so many hours preparing it all for the freezers. Nick Young came for the redundant beds and fitted them all onto his vehicle. Ray had a large quantity of vegetable growing equipment, including canes, pots and 2 cold frames which he'd made. Susie and Julianne from the village had them, and I put the pots etc. out in the lay-by with a free to a good home notice attached to the fence. It never fails, and we are so glad that someone will use them again. We both had a brainwave to use the large plant containers and slabs as the retaining wall for the new lawn. Sarah Ead is writing a book about the quarries in Escargeiliog Ainos, and she's asked Ray and myself to contribute some of the social history and the human side of the village. On Sunday the 7th of May 2017, the 3 of us were invited to take photos and film of Rhiwgraeddin Quarry buildings by the new owner, Matt Hayward. He had begun renovating the buildings and reservoir above, but he has a great deal of work left to do. He is doing this almost single-handed, and I hope he will achieve his ambition as he deserves it. It was was 15 years ago when Sam Evans owned it that Ray and I last photographed and filmed the quarry. It was sad to see that one of the listed buildings had been pulled down by the previous owners. Ray and I returned on the 10th of May 2017 and took more film and photos of the dam, weighbridge, etc. We had a lovely time exploring through Coed y Gwaith, which is the oak forest by the quarry, and the weather was great. Matt told us we could return again when more renovation has been completed. I was busy researching Ray's family history and I came across an autograph book which belonged to his aunt Kath. During the war she was in the Royal Air Force and most of the signatures in it were of her comrades in 1942. She was a barrage balloon operator and one night a bomb landed in a cemetery next to her position and showered her with the bones. Unfortunately, she contracted a disease from them and had to be on medication all of her life. However, Anne Cath lived to a ripe old age of 92 years and we all thought the world of her. When my granddaughter Kelsey, Anne Cath's great-great-niece, saw the book, she wanted one too. I made her one and she is hoping to fill it. I had the honour to write on the first page. She couldn't wait to show it to her friends. Maybe they'll keep the old tradition going. Think of me when you are lonely. Spare for me one little thought. And in the garden of your memory, plant me sweet forget-me-nots. Our village of Ysgogeilio Cainos was having a heritage tea party in the wild play area in the camp. The Heilbrin Playing Field Association received an award from Celebrate Wales Big Lottery Fund to host this tea party. Susie from Brindilas asked if I had any ideas. I ended up making two collages, one in black and white with pictures of the old camp and the other of the more recent events in colour. Booklets about the history of the camp and we wrote out some special recipes to share with each other. Quite a crowd came and I filled some of it and made 20 DVDs to give to the villagers who attended. Kelsey and Honor sang creating music by tapping their hands on the new picnic bench. They are very talented and stole the show. Hilary Edwards also made a lovely cake. It turned out a lovely day and it was great to see the villagers enjoying themselves. Who knows, we might have one again next year. It was a big day for me on the 24th of September 2017 because after 31 years I finally had my Edwardian Lady embroidery hanging on the dining room wall. Ray bought it for me in 1986 when I was recuperating after an operation. It took me so long to finish it because we renovated two houses, I was busy working, then my grandchildren came along and the years just flew by. But now I'm retired, I have more time on my hands. 2 days before the framing, I decided to try and remove the creases using an iron and a damp tea towel. Then disaster struck as the green ink under my initials and date smudged. I was horrified for a while and felt very upset, but eventually I had a brainwave and drew two flowers over the smudges. It's looked good after I'd embroidered them, so I sewed my initials at the top of the picture instead. Another family heirloom for someone in the family. There is nothing much on the television these days, so I am addicted to watching craft videos on YouTube. It gives me ideas for things Kelsey can do on Saturdays at our house, and while searching for her, there is always something to interest me too. I found a sock doll tutorial and thought she would love that one, so I made two examples. I thought if I made some before Saturday, it would be easier to show her how they were sewn. I'd already bought the socks from the sock man on the market stall at Machynlleth. Kelsey came down to her Avail on the 9th of September 2017 and she spent all day sewing a girl's sock doll all by herself with a little help from me making the hair. It was a present for Nain Phyllis, her other granny, as she was poorly in hospital at Machynlleth. Kelsey asked if we could make a rag doll next Saturday, so I searched on YouTube and found an easy pattern, because if it was too complicated, Kelsey wouldn't have the patience to finish it. I made one using the Laura Ashley material and spare wool that I already had in the house. This doll was slightly more difficult than the sock dolls, but she managed it, and it was all hand-sewn using a backstitch all the way through. The look on her face was of pride and joy. She went home skipping and asked if we could make Teddy sometime. What have I started? I decided to make a cloth book from another YouTube idea. It is hand-sewn, whereas theirs were glued. I had many sleepless nights working it all out. Ray had given me his large pigment ink printer with ink, which had 200 years life, whereas mine had only 100 years with dye inks. I used it to print the patterns and photos myself using a photo paper backed fabric for use with inkjet printers. It was easy to use, just print, peel and soak in water for 1 minute, then leave to dry and sew. I used 3 packs of this fabric, 5 sheets in a pack, and cost £36. Kelsey gave me the white sheets of felt from her felt pack for the padding. I had already hand-sewn some of the pages together, but decided that I needed 2 pieces of felt for the padding instead of 1. So I unpicked them and started again. It was a difficult decision because I didn't want to damage the material. The buttons I used were from my mum's button tin. Others were from both my nines and also some from my mother-in-law, Grace. I searched on Google for the quotes, etc., and I don't know what I'd do without the internet. This little cloth book was definitely a labour of love, and I enjoyed sewing it by hand, listening to classical music in the background. I had noticed that the blight on my family history box hedging, which had grown from cuttings from former family gardens, had worsened very quickly in the last 3 years. We've had nothing but rain here in Wales, and I'm now considering growing a rainforest. Monty Don, the presenter on Gardener's World, also had it on his box hedges. He removed and burnt them because the experts say there is no known cure. So on Sunday the 9th of October 2017, I made the decision to remove it, and believe you me, it was heartbreaking. I think Ray would have taken it out before now, but he didn't want to upset me. Looking on the bright side, it will be less work for us both. Ray did most of the work. We used loppers and some of the stems were quite thick. We burnt it all, and next spring we'll have to pull all the trunks out as it's too cold and damp now, not good for our arthritis. We think it will be replaced by a daisy lawn, something that doesn't need a lot of maintenance. I had finished most of my family history research and all the information was stored in my 4 maroon-coloured files. They were very bulky and I had planned to print them out as hard-covered books one day. Ray had bought me a new software called Roots Magic so that I could store all the information on the computer. When it arrived, there was a brochure advertising spring binders to store the pages inside, and they looked just like leather books. I thought these would be great for my family history research, and I ordered a black one to see if it was suitable. I thought it was great and placed our copy of Escogeiliocainos' book, which Ray and I had written in 2003, inside. I ordered another 13 black ones as I needed 4 for my life story, 8 for the family history, and 1 for Julia and Ray's descendants. They were very expensive and cost around £500, including paper and ink. It was a labour of love to print them all. They look great on the shelf and I'm very proud of them. I never thought that I would be a researcher, writer and publisher, and still researching now at 71 years of age.